The present-day community of Lawrenceton is about 15 miles west of St. Genevieve. It is unincorporated, but in its heyday, it had a post office between 1867 and 1941. The initial town, Punjab, officially changed to Lawrenceton in 1877. So how did an Ozark border community receive the name of a region in India, then later become Lawrenceton? The settlement originally grew around the area worked by the Punjab Mining Company. Although mining occurred earlier at the site, the company incorporated May 13, 1865, as a manufacturing, mining, and smelting company whose corporate name shall be the Punjab Mining Company of St. Genevieve County. This suggests the village name came from the mining company, but that does not explain where the company name originated. Shortly after the company incorporated, on October 3, 1865, they applied for a post office under the Punjab name. One suggestion is that the beauty of the site inspired one traveler to liken it to the region of Punjab, India, although it might be a stretch to assume such a rural traveler would have journeyed to western St. Genevieve County to notice it. Another suggestion is that the site received its name for the pond constructed at the water-powered mill. The name Punjab was a corruption of pond job. This scenario is unlikely because it relies on a non-standard phrase, an unlikely word corruption. So the mystery remains regarding the Punjab name. The name predates the company. The 1860 federal census identifies the location as Punjab. In fall 1864, during the raid by Sterling Price's Confederate forces, the notorious guerrilla Sam Hildebrand conscripted several young men in the Punjab neighborhood, including one named Delassus. An 1867 lawsuit identified Delassus as taking a mare belonging to a Mr. McGahan. The court awarded $112.50 to McGahan in compensation. The town became an important trading center in the late 1860s and early 1870s. J.B. Robbins operated a steam-powered flour mill at Punjab in the mid-1860s and sold it to brothers Henry and Charles F. Lawrence in March 1867. The Lawrence brothers subsequently established a mercantile and milling business. The Lawrences immigrated from Brunswick, Germany to New Orleans in 1844, then came to Cape Girardeau County. Their parents died in 1845, and the family moved to Mine Lamont. Henry became a salesman for F.C. Rozier & Company, then became a partner. After working there for more than 16 years, he and Charles bought the steam flour mill at Punjab. In one account from May 1867, after Lawrence's purchased Punjab Mills, a visiting reporter remarked on the beauty of the Fourche à Duclos Valley before it emptied into Establishment Creek. Wheat fields were growing well, and apple and pear trees bloomed profusely. The mill business manufactured some of the best brands of flour, although in early May the mills only ran 3 days a week grinding flour and cornmeal. Henry Lawrence and his wife Carolina donated land in 1872 for the establishment of St. Lawrence Catholic Church, which became the spiritual and social center of the community. A grateful community changed the name of the community to Lawrenceton in recognition for all the family did. Henry Lawrence and his wife Caroline registered a town plat in 1880 on land they donated for lots, streets, and a highway and public school. After 20 years of running the mill and store, Henry and family moved to Doe Run in September 1887, where he worked in merchandising for Yokerst and Lawrence. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.